This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Too hot, baby. Gotta run for shelter. Run for shade. This is the songs I grew up with. This is my wheelhouse. JT from Coolin' the Gang.
You've really
so long
leaned
ago,
into this.
You were my love. Yeah, this was a jam.
If you think this audio is good, 1 hour from now, stunning past audio of Hugh Douglas we uncovered. I mean, this is going to blow you away.
I've never heard anything like this in my life.
So sometimes, like, you're told about something, and then, like you hear a story, right? But then you actually get your hands on the evidence to it, and it's 10 times more ridiculous than you thought it was. That's the audio we have an hour from now.
I'm not even fabricating this. Like, my jaw dropped when I heard this.
Now, listen.
Kyle messed me right away. Like, we got something.
That was the first time, like, to be honest, that was the first time I've ever heard it.
Really?
Yeah, well, because I texted my frat brother, Oren, who was my producer at the time, and I was like, yo, You got this piece of audio I need? Mm-hmm. And he was like, absolutely. You know I do. He's like, you know I do.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe my ears.
All right, here's what we got coming up. 215-592-9494. Updated odds on the bracket of Hughes. We know we're down to 16 teams in the NCAA tournament. Also 16 Hugh Douglas is left. Actually, there's 32 Hughes left. We'll get to those as we move forward throughout the next 2 weeks. But we do know we have 16 basketball teams left. We'll get the updated odds on the bracket of Hughes, the stunning audio we uncovered. And at 1 o'clock, I hope everyone out there is as excited as I am. You know what's coming back at 1 o'clock, Hughes?
What's that?
The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock.
Oh!
That's right. Every day between now and the NFL draft, which is 4 weeks away.
4 weeks.
We'll go over another mock draft, who the Eagles are selecting. We'll do that coming up at 1 o'clock.
The draft going to be crazy this year.
Yeah, yes, it is. Well, we're going to have to wait a while. You realize that? It's going to be a longer night for us. With a 30-second pick.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like
that.
We're
going to lock in. That's going to be a long night.
Oh, Hugh's not going to make it.
I'm going to have to probably get somebody to drive me.
You're going
to
need a nap before.
Yeah. Then I got to go to work the next day.
That's how they usually make us do it, yeah. No day off that day after the draft. All right, 215-592-9494.
I'm just going to sleep in the studio, man. That's a lot.
Who's that guy on the ground in the studio?
All no, right. I'm going to sleep on one of them couches. I'm going to sleep on the couch in the Infinity Lounge.
Oh, I did that once. Not here, but at our old studio, I slept on a couch during a blizzard because at that point, WIP put me up in a room with Jolly.
You refused? You was like, no.
Well, we had, now, hold on, before anyone's imagination goes wild, they were separate beds. That part was fine.
He snores.
He snored. Yeah, I prepared to sleep there, and the snoring was so loud.
Hold up, wait a minute.
That I went back in a blizzard to sleep on the couch.
No, wait a minute. He was snoring that loud?
That, like, he woke me up from a dead sleep, and I couldn't get back to sleep, and I said, I can't stay here.
You don't snore?
Mm-mm. I don't.
What do you think? Your wife didn't tell you.
No one's ever told me that yet.
Oh, I snore.
I don't sleep on my back. I sleep in my stomach, so I don't snore.
And I talk in my sleep.
Oh, I can see that.
I definitely talk in my sleep.
Well, yeah, but Kyle doesn't have much time, room to talk about other stuff in his sleep.
Nice. I can picture Jolly being a snorer.
Oh, it was
big time.
It was rough. Yeah. I mean, it really was a problem.
Is it like a chainsaw?
It was.
Was it like super loud?
It was super loud, and then it would go out silent for like 3 seconds. I guess that's when he wasn't breathing. Yeah, yeah. And then back to the snoring again. Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it was. Horrendous.
I don't think I do that, but I do. I do talk in my sleep.
Yeah, that's a problem too. I feel like.
Well,
I
have facts, folks. Yeah. Facts.
This is a fact, Charlie. I remembered as clear as day. It was like a decade ago. All right, 215-592-9494. We had a caller mention it last segment. Update on the Phillies pitching situation. So Ranger Suarez will start the season on the IL. How long will he miss? Here's Topper. Talking about the situation, that means Taiwan is back in the rotation.
Give us the latest, if you can, on both Strom and Ranger.
We've made an announcement. Ranger will go on the IL to start the season. We don't expect him to be out very long. Maybe just a couple of starts, maybe three. We want to build him up. He's kind of had a short spring. And we just want to build him up properly so that we don't have any of those back issues again. And Strom looks good. He's going to pitch for us tomorrow.
All right, so good news on Strom, because that was a concern about a week or two ago that he had a shoulder issue. It sounds like he's going to be there and ready to go opening day. Hugh, the Ranger news is not surprising. He has a tidy back, as you call it, for the second. I mean, really every year he's got some sort of back issue. Let's hope this one is not that long. Did he miss about a month last year? I think it was like mid-June, and then he came back around the beginning of August, like a month, month and a half. Hugh, I don't know how long he's going to miss. I mean, Topper kind of framed it as a few starts there, which means step on up, Taiwan Walker. He's back.
I know that does not make everybody feel good.
No.
But, you know, it's the beginning of the season, man. We got to, you know, be a little optimistic.
Oh,
we don't.
No. This.
I mean, I know the track record hasn't been great, but he started out before that.
It's been horrendous.
I mean, yeah, but he started out pretty good as
And then what happened?
It doesn't lend to being comfortable the way that it ended for him.
No, I mean, this is blind faith by you.
I mean, I got to go in there with blind faith. I can't let stuff from the past, keep me from loving again. I can't stop that.
Taiwan Walker starts until someone calls this radio station and says, get Andrew Painter up here tomorrow.
One.
Yes.
One. If he gets rocked, in Washington?
So he's not. So I think because they have days off, I don't know if he's going to have to pitch either the first two series. But then the third series, the Dodgers come in, and that's might be when they need a fifth starter. The Dodgers. How's that going to work?
It might.
It might against the Dodgers?
Well,
might not.
I mean, the Dodgers might not be off to a hot start. You know, maybe. I mean, what did they do? Well, they were in Japan. What was it?
2-0.
Yeah. Listen, man. I'm trying to
justify.
I'm trying to be optimistic. I forgot about that.
Now this is. I mean, look. This is why they kept Taiwan. He's depth. I mean, there's worse things to have than a guy that has pitched a lot in the major leagues. I don't have big expectations. If he goes out there,
he talked bad about the rotation. What was the Arizona series when he was talking about because he wasn't in it?
Oh, 2 years ago, when he ripped Topper and he was liking tweets about him. That was great. All right, 215-592-9494.
People
change?
People grow?
All right. Speaking of growing, why don't you give people a third clue here? Help the people out.
You just dismissed everything.
You got to stop.
Taiwan Walker's grown?
Monday's not the day for this. Monday's not the day. Monday's not the day for optimism.
No.
Let me know. Let me know what
you
it
can
is.
Be optimistic on everyone but Taiwan Walker.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
You just can't take it too far.
I'm taking it too far.
Because at some point,
it's delusion.
You're just lying to us.
I'm hoping that he understands the weight of the moment, and he rises to the occasion. I mean, he's had some moments.
Oh, yeah. Name one.
You know what? When I said it, I was trying to think of one, and the first thing that popped in my head, well, when I saw the guy wearing his jersey, but that's not really a moment the field.
Not at all.
That's only a moment, because why would anyone want a Taiwan Walker?
Wasn't it our guy Joe?
Oh, it was.
It's our guy Joe.
He had the Taiwan.
Yeah. I think it was a City Connect, Taiwan Walker.
Yeah, that's a nice jersey.
They had to print that
City
one up
Connect
special.
City Connect's starting to grow on me a little bit. The jackets and everything.
On me a lot last year.
The Mitchell and Ness has some nice Phillies jackets. Some really, really nice ones.
I'm still out on the City Connect, but I didn't realize the Taiwan Walker jersey was a City Connect. That means he must have gotten it after the 2023 season.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. It was brand new.
And they had to custom make it, because if you go in the team store, they don't have a shelf of Walkers. I mean, no one's buying those.
We got to get one for Hugh.
Nah, City Connect. The Taiwan, I wear the jacket yet.
It'll be the second jersey we bought here because we bought him the Bryce Young Panthers jersey after the.
Is that what it
after
is?
After what you did on you know, Benedict Douglas showed up.
That's a good one right there.
I mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Have you got a third clue for everyone off of that?
I mean, if you don't get it after that right there, we just led you down.
Let's go into a third clue for Hughes Clues today.
All right, then the third clue is this one. Philadelphia icon.
All right, so we have a sports coach, a fictional sports coach. We have, what was the second clue? It was part of the bracket of Hughes.
One of Hughes' personalities.
One of your many, many personalities. I mean, like 80 or so personalities. Plus, Philadelphia icon. All right, there it is, your third clue for Hughes Clues. 215-592-9494. And you're playing today for a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Brady in Reading is up talking Rob Thompson. What's up, Brady?
Hey. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's Brady. What's up?
Yeah, so I wanted to join the Rob Thompson discussion and whether or not he should be on the hot seat.
Are you putting him on?
To an extent. I look at, like, the Joe Girardi firing a couple years ago and how that voted well for us and that, you know, happened the first week of June.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that you can, you know, blow things up by firing a manager or you can also, you know, turn around the ship. And I think that we all know what the Phillies can do, and I think that, you know, we shouldn't blow things up necessarily, but, you know, if we are just kind of cruising and need to shake things up, I think that, you know, we should, you know, fire Rob in that instance. I mean, this is also a team that beat the Dodgers in the season series last year, so there's no, like, there's proof that we are there. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, getting the right juice going.
Well, yeah, and like, there's proof that he also has done a good job here in the regular seasons overall, right? I mean, the last 2 years, they've won more games, and they've been a good team since he got here. But what's striking, Brady, is how poorly they played from July on last year. And if the beginning of the season is a continuation in that, then I got to make a move, right? If they get off to a good start, great, let's go. Let's try to win the World Series. But I can't let it linger, and all of a sudden we're playing 500 in June, and it's like, what have we done for a whole year now?
Right, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I even looked at, like, Doug Peterson getting fired, you know, after winning a Super Bowl. Rob doesn't even have the ring necessarily, but, you know, like, he does, you know, have the regular season track record. It's just, you know, making sure that, as you said, you know, getting things together in, you know, July, August, and the fall.
So. Yeah, and look, he's also making a move here with this lineup, and if it works, he'll look like a genius. If it doesn't, it's like, hey, you messed it up. We had Schwarber hitting well at the top. Brady, what do you got for us for a guest for Hughes Clues?
Well, so I had a couple ideas here, but after the third clue, I got to go Mick from Rocky.
Thank you.
Well, Mick, you hit it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was easy, man. Come on. $100.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you got it, Brady, man. Congratulations. You won a $100 gas card for Sunoco. Get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Now, does everyone recognize the tomato cans part?
They've been playing tomato cans. They've been in tomato cans, Rock. You've been fighting tomato cans.
I appreciate that you held back the Mick voice before.
Because I was about to drop it.
That would have gave it away.
Yeah, I definitely gave it away.
You know, actually, it was a tricky one, but an easy one if you really thought through it. Because, like, when people thought coach, I think they were thinking, like, head coach of a sports team. Not like a trainer, a boxing. But in essence, Mick's a coach.
Yeah, he's a coach. He's a coach. Mick's and he's iconic.
Mick's an all-time character.
Yes,
he
is.
What a great coach.
Yes, he is.
Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
The fighting Phils. I like Rob Thompson. I do. I like him. I think he's done a good job.
But.
Listen, whose fault is it that these guys don't swing at strikes?
Obviously, he is. I'm assuming it's his. I mean, I know what you're saying. I know what you're getting at. But the manager, his job, like, they make a lot of money, man. They make a lot of money. And the fact that they didn't make a whole lot of moves in offseason, it kind of sets up. And they didn't extend him for a long period of time. It does kind of set up that if he doesn't get it done, that he's the guy that's going to be, you know, he's going to be out.
I mean, listen, I understand why he was hired. Girardi was getting on everybody's nerves. He was tough. But then you bring in a guy that's more of a player's coach. That doesn't last long. And I think, you know, guys tend to take advantage of that. And I, you know, Dombrowski's to blame, too, for the lack of not winning the title here. because I think after the Diamondback series, which was an absolute debacle, losing to them the way the Phillies lost to them 2 years ago, I think he had to break up the roster a little bit. And nothing really has happened the last 2 years. You got the same mix of guys. I don't know if this team's going to make the playoffs. I mean, the pitching should be good. I think they're going to stay around because of the pitching. But you got a bunch of guys who are so undisciplined at the plate. Would you throw them a strike?
I would not. And Mark, to your point on the playoffs, I think most people listening right now think it's a lock they make the playoffs. And I think they will make it, but I don't view it as a lock. The Braves are better. The Mets will be better because they added Soto to a team that's already good. The Central's got to get a team. The Dodgers are in. That leaves two spots. Arizona won 88 last year and added Corbin Burns. They look like they're pretty good, right? That leaves one spot. I mean, it could be Phillies and Padres and Mets all for one spot or two spots.
Absolutely.
Like, it feels like if they goof around for 2 months, we're going to be biting our nails to make the playoffs.
I mean, you got to play the Mets 12 times. You got to play the Braves 12 times.
Yep.
The Padres are good.
Arizona's good. Giants could be better. Yeah, sure.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if the Phillies are going to make the playoffs. I think it's a 50-50 situation, and, you know, I hope they do. But, I mean, I've been watching this team hit for years now. They just are so undisciplined. And also, they swing through so many pitches. I just, offensively, this team's a problem. I think Crawford and Miller are going to be up here soon. And I think that's their plan, to shock this team, bring up some young guys, hungry guys, to get this team rolling, because I just don't see offensively where they're going to generate offense. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Rod Thompson, he's responsible. It's his team. He's the manager. You guys got to be more disciplined. They're not.
Well, and now with shaking the lineup up, and Mark, we appreciate the phone call. Always a good call. That's... like, the one thing you could count on with this team is Schwarber is going to hit from the leadoff spot.
Oh, he's money.
And they win there. So let's just play it out. Now, this might work. I mean, it might. Maybe Turner gets off to a good start. Maybe Schwarber hits no matter where you put him. But imagine in 2 weeks if Turner's scuffling and Schwarber is scuffling. Then we're going to be like, why did you do this? You had something that worked, and you purposely messed with it. It's not like an injury here where you have no choice, right? If Schwarber got hurt, then you put Turner up top. This is voluntary. They're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, but you're also doing it from the standpoint, Joe, you got to do something different. And we didn't get any different pieces. We're going back. We're trying to run this thing back and do some of the same things that we've done in the past. And it didn't work. As a matter of fact, we've regressed, especially when it comes to the postseason.
Yep.
So I get it, and I'm okay with it. And for the guys that talk about they're used to hitting in certain orders, okay, if you're used to it, then be consistent at your approach. And maybe the lineup will stay the same. But be consistent. That's the biggest thing. That when we talk about this team, you can talk about Topper's moves all you want, but at the end of the day, everybody always talks about the approach at the plate, not taking too many pitches, swinging at everything. They didn't, like, we was talking about the Arizona series, pitchers didn't even have to pitch because they were swinging at everything.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to throw strikes because they were swinging
easy.
At everything.
They made it easy on them.
So that is the problem. That's the problem. So Topper's trying to do it from his perspective. He's trying to figure out ways to shake it up and get guys not to chase. That's at the end of the day, that's what's killed this team the last 3 years that we've been in the playoffs. Chasing baseball.
Totally. All right, a couple updates on the roster as we are 3 days away from opening day here. Hugh, first thing, Cody Clemens made the team.
Hey,
so
Cody.
All the Cody fans are happy. I like Cody. Second thing is, your guy, after a little bit of uncertainty this spring, if he was going to be on the roster, your guy, Johan Rojas, is back on the team. You ready for another year, Johan?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
That's not like you're as excited.
It's not as excited as... you. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it. So don't laugh. Go.
This is like
laugh,
pulling
Kyle.
Teeth with you.
I'm just saying. I'm not as excited as I once was.
It does sound.
Well, no, because you got it.
It's over between you guys.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's over. But you got to do a better job of evolving, man. You got to work a little bit.
You know what? I think Hugh might have dropped Johan and found Justin Crawford.
Oh, yeah. This could be like the actual good Rojas.
This is make or break for Johan. Crawford's breathing down his neck.
No, you know what the funny part about all of this is the fact that they're trying to get this influx of young guys in here. That's probably going to be a lever that's going to be pulled first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about Topper and the moves that we might make with him. They're going to bring some of these young guys up first, I believe, and then they're going to take it from there.
I actually think that they have a better plan for Rojas this year. It doesn't sound like he's going to play as much, Mm-mm. but he's going to come in for defense late in the game, pinch running. Like, that's what I think he's good for. When you play him three times a week, you can't do that. All right, last update here, and I don't know if I've seen this one in a while. So Matt Strom, he had a shoulder issue. He pitched the other day or threw the other day. He was expected to pitch today, but he will not this morning. You know why? Nothing to do with his shoulder. He has left middle finger irritation after hurting it packing this morning. As the Phillies get ready to come home, so I guess he was packing up his bags to come back to Philadelphia, and he hurt his finger packing. You ever hurt your finger packing?
I'm trying to think. How can you hurt your finger? What are you packing?
Well, a suitcase.
No, I mean, but what are you packing in your suitcase where... What do you say? Left middle finger numbness?
Left middle finger irritation after packing this morning.
Left, like, because we're on TV, but you know, the left middle finger.
Yeah.
Packing.
So like, here's what I'm guessing. He's trying to stuff the suitcase.
And he pushing stuff
or
in?
Or maybe he was pulling the zipper around and he caught his finger in there. I'm just guessing.
And now your finger is irritated.
I don't know.
To the point where you can't. Do nothing.
So you call him BS on this?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand.
Sounds like you feel some type of way.
Well, no, I'm trying to before you say I'm calling BS, no, I'm trying to understand.
Well, it could be BS. Maybe his shoulder still hurts.
How could you hurt your finger like that? I mean, I'm just.
I think he zipped his finger up in a suitcase. That's my guess.
Okay. If we're playing forensic files here,
yeah.
How do you do that? How could you possibly accidentally zip your middle finger, this one right here?
Yep.
How can you zip that in a suitcase?
Well, Zach Wheeler had an issue with zipping up his own pants.
He did.
He had a finger injury because of it.
Those zippers can be unforgiving sometimes, man. You
wear sweatpants all the time, so he's not familiar.
You know what? As a guy that doesn't wear zippers on most days, I'm having a hard time.
I can see where this has become a lost art for you.
I might wear a suit for
Thursday, though. That's our first date. That's when we debut on TV.
On the YouTube?
We're going to debut.
Yeah, you're going to put a suit on for YouTube?
We're going to debut on TV. Yeah, that's going to irritate
you. You did so well. What was that word you nailed in the 10 o'clock hour?
I forgot it.
Meander?
Malleable.
Malleable.
That was malleable.
No, I said they
but. But he was so proud.
That was going to irritate some folks.
All right. Speaking of,
I'm going to get the calls.
Speaking of that, Jay in West Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Hey, yo.
What's up, Jay?
We just going to sit here and act like Harper ain't throwing Harper under the bus and his teammates and everything?
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. I said that last week.
He shouldn't have done it. But it's his
Jay
fault.
Just
the whole
came house this week. He just kicked his feet up. He'd take his shoes off for nothing.
So what's the issue? What's the issue today?
What you mean? What's the issue? Just pandering, backstabbing, fraud, dude. Started all this stuff again.
He came in.
Oh, so you're mad at Bryce for throwing time? That's fine.
Hiding his hands and everything.
Jay, I don't disagree with you. I don't.
Well, we got out coached. No, you got out pitched.
Well, they also got out coached.
They get out coached.
They got outmanaged. They got outmanaged in the Arizona series.
Supposed to swing the bat for him?
No, he left Rojas in the lineup as the guy was drowning out there.
And he got this bum Marsh. They keep trying to force feed in there because Dombrowski, made a bad trade.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I do like Dombrowski, too. We can use Dombrowski.
He's the future, but he want to run around talk about hit rates and all that. And this pandering fraud because he got a tattoo. I hit third. I don't hit nowhere else. Judge hit lead off. Mm-hmm. Ohtani hit lead off. But he can't do it.
I agree with you on this. Harper should hit where they tell him to hit and be quiet about it.
You keep talking about top on the hot seat.
Well, hold on. Well, but
the same bum that said, I'll go to the right field if we get a hitter. We couldn't go after Soto because the GM Harper said, no, I don't want him. He's going to make more money than me.
What are we going to do with Bryce Harper, Jay? I could get a new manager.
Trade him where? Anywhere. Get him out of here.
He's not a problem. He helps the team.
Did he win anything?
No, but he's also performed in the postseason.
Oh, he's going to get another tattoo. I forgot. Is that how y'all going to love it?
I don't care about his tattoos. You got the wrong guy. I could care less about his tattoos or his sweatshirts.
But you skating around the fact that they declining every year.
No, I'm not skating around it. Jay, if they don't believe in the manager anymore, we're going to keep him because you don't like Bryce Harper?
Oh, the manager for...
I'm not saying it's all the manager. If the players don't believe in the manager anymore, what's got to happen?
He should be willing to bat second.
I agree with you.
But why won't he?
I mean, he's going to bat second on opening day, so I think he's going to do it.
No, he's not. You know good.
No, Jay, I think he's going to bat second on opening day.
You know better than that.
Jay.
You sit there and said I'm a three-hitter.
I think he's going to bat second on opening day.
He get what he want. Didn't he get Realmuto here? He got Trey Turner here.
Sure,
I want to play first base. I want to do this.
I'm telling you, and I agree with you a lot today on this stuff. I think he's going to bat second opening day.
Ain't Middleton a billionaire, right? How come we couldn't go after Soto?
They should have. I'm with you. I wanted Soto. Anyone with a brain would have wanted Soto.
Too much bread.
I'm just saying, that's what they was thinking.
I mean, they're paying $300 million for a shortstop who can't play shortstop.
He's still paying his buddy Castellanos. He's still paying his buddy JT that they're going to sign again to another two-year deal.
Well, they kind of have no choice on the JT.
Let me tell you about Goddard and the Eagles, too. Now, you're crying about Milton Williams. Last year, Milton Williams was Ujomo. He was the fourth defensive tackle.
That's not true.
What? When Fletcher was here, what was it?
Oh, you mean 2 years ago. Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I didn't understand what you meant.
He got a chance to play, right?
Yeah, but he had been playing more than that for a couple of years.
Yeah. What you mean, yeah? He got a chance to play, and he got paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then Ojomo can play.
How come Ojomo doesn't have a single sack in the NFL?
Yeah, and Milton Williams ain't had no sack before he got a chance to play.
Yeah, he did. He had some.
Let him play. And then you want to pay the fourth option on offense $12 million so he can play 10 games.
So you just want to get rid of good football players?
And what you going to do? We went on a 10-game winning streak without him when he was on the sideline, right?
He didn't miss 10 games. Come on, now we're just making stuff up.
He missed 7.
That's not 10.
It's not.
That's 3 games difference. 215-592-9494.
Jay came in our house and just started cooking the kitchen. He just went in the kitchen.
Jay
and
has a way to want to poke even when I agree with him. Like, I'm with you. I agree with a lot of this stuff. What are we arguing about?
Jay didn't even take his shoes off.
He did not. Next time, take your shoes off, Jay. All right, we come back. Your phone calls on all this. Topper, should he be on the hot seat to start the season? Would it annoy you if the Eagles just cut Dallas Goedert? It would annoy anyone except you. And, of course, when we come back, we have 1 month until the NFL draft, which means the return of the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We'll dive into who the Eagles might select next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.